Today, Wall Street is poised to open up after another volatile session yesterday with markets closing down. And given the economic turmoil, layoffs are becoming far too common for most Americans. For a report on what's happening on the ground, we go to economic forecaster now, Eric Jansen, who says that it's the beginning of things to come. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Adora.
You're joining us from WGBH in Boston, I might add, which is our partner. For starters, let's talk about Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island made the front page with Boston Globe a couple of days ago. Its unemployment rate is pushing 9%, which is pretty high among states also that are already seeing increasing unemployment.
That's the highest in the state. Not necessarily the first place that you might think of. Describe what's happening there.
Well, the challenge for Rhode Island, like any state that does not have a well-diversified economy, is if the major sources of employment in the state are concentrated in industries that are getting hit by the recession, unemployment is going to tend to rise more quickly there in the state. And Rhode Island is very dependent on financial services, trade, general services, and government. And as we all know, the financial services industry has taken quite a hit.
I often hear that Main Street tends to lag behind what's happening on Wall Street. And is what's happening in Rhode Island a sign of what's to come? Because the worst hasn't hit Main Street yet, according to many analysts.
Well, the way for your listeners to think about it is with respect to what the main industries are in the state that they live in. For example, Florida, which was very heavily dependent on the sale of secondary homes, which is a weaker part of the residential real estate market, and also tourism, which was being driven by a weak dollar. A lot of foreign folks were coming over from Europe and also from Asia. And the dollar's getting stronger, and also the economies are getting weaker in Asia and Europe. So there's less tourism, and of course we all know that the housing market is declining there. So that's another state that is having difficulty. Here in Massachusetts, it's a bit better. We have technology, biotech, education, healthcare, also some financial services, but generally the economy is relatively well diversified, and unemployment is so far staying relatively okay. It's about 5.5%.
But we're at the beginning of this at this point, Eric, and I'm wondering if diversification or a diverse economy is necessarily an antidote for what's to come. I mean, we're talking about maybe the auto industries. We may lose one of the car companies, and then there's all these subsidiaries, and including tech companies that go along with that. The financial service industry, you know, is incredibly sort of has its fingers in other parts of the economic pie. And of course, nobody really knows what investments a lot of these companies have made and how leveraged or vulnerable they are to credit or lack of liquidity.
Well, my expectation is that we'll see unemployment levels very similar to what we saw around 1980, from the 1981 to 83 period. So very significant unemployment. So I'm not downplaying that. And that will really be caused by the necessary restructuring of the American economy, which has over the last 20 or 30 years become far too dependent on finance and the financialization of industry. And we need to restructure to be much more focused on investment and saving than we have on borrowing and spending.
Do you think there are particular states, obviously the Midwest comes to mind with all of the troubles in the auto industry, that are really, that you would expect to really go through some further tough times?
Yes, you can see extremely rapid growth in unemployment in Michigan and Ohio, primarily from companies that are doing parts manufacturing for the automobile industry. So the auto industry is clearly going to slow very quickly for two reasons: demand for cars, but also the auto industry in the U.S. became very financialized, that meaning that the business, the way that car companies started to make money was more on financing cars than on selling cars. And the problem is that, as you know, there's been a significant reduction in the availability of credit, and so it's really been a double whammy for the auto industry.
Explain why Arkansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia have tiny declines in unemployment.
Well, that's a relatively recent phenomenon, and that's caused by these are energy states. And so during the period of time when the dollar was depreciating and energy prices were rising, we had a boost in our exports. And those states like Oklahoma and West Virginia that produce a lot of coal saw a boom in that are related to energy. However, now that energy prices are declining again, unfortunately, I think that a lot of those states that were benefiting from high commodity prices will also start to have problems.
So what are you most concerned about?
Well, the biggest concern is what the political reflex will be to address these issues. So far, what I see is not encouraging. Writing checks to send people off for one last trip to Home Depot is not the solution. We need to be very thoughtful about how we spend our money to stimulate the economy, and it needs to be in the direction of encouraging a restructuring of the U.S. economy that really builds on its unique strengths.
Well, what is the restructuring then? If we go from financialization, as you say, to something else, what will that something else be?
Well, there's a misunderstanding that the United States doesn't make a lot of stuff, that we don't really manufacture anymore, and it's not true. The type of manufacturing that we do is different from other countries. It's all very high intellectual property content. The word innovation is used a lot. I prefer the word invention, and we are great inventors here. So we need to do more of that and less of the financial stuff. And one way to do that is for us to focus energy on the parts of our economy that we've been neglecting for the last 20 or 30 years. And those have to do with our energy infrastructure, our transportation infrastructure, as well as our communications infrastructure. And if we do that, coming out the other end of those investments, what it will do is cause the entire economy to be much more efficient and competitive.
Eric Jansen, we want to thank you for your thoughts today.